This yin yoga class will focus on the three treasures, jing, qi, and shen. Yoga with Melissa members will be going into depth to nurture their shen with the support of Melissa and our community. Our members will be enjoying a two-hour yin yoga workshop dedicated to shen this month, which will also be archived if you are watching this video later. In our two-hour live yoga workshop, I will be able to go super into depth into shen. In fact, I will be calling in the five shen through the five yin organ system for balance and harmony. For this class on the three treasures, you are going to need a bolster, a blanket underneath you for your comfort, two blocks, and a strap. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props, and go ahead and rest back in Shavasana. If you have low back issues, it's a good idea to have a bolster underneath your knees or to bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. So you're going to stay here and I'm going to sit up to take you through the beginning of this yin yoga class. So feel the support of the earth underneath you. Allow yourself to relax into the ground and just begin by connecting with your breath. In Chinese medicine theory, there are three treasures that are essential to sustaining your human life: jing, qi, and shen. Each of these three things contributes to your overall health and well-being. Jing Qi is the energy that you were born with. You inherited it from your parents, and it is the basis for your growth and development, and you offer it to your offspring when they are born. So it's also part of reproduction. Qi is the vital energy and life force in your body, and Shen is your spirit. So the three treasures are like a burning candle. Jing is the wax and the wick, which are the substantial parts of the candle. They are made of material, which is essentially condensed energy. The larger the candle and the better the quality of the wax and wick, the steadier will be its flame, and the longer the candle will last. So as you're resting back here, just sense into your foundation. If you were a candle, sense into what your wax and your wick feels like. What does your essence energy feel like today? So the flame of the candle is likened to qi, the energetic activity of the candle, which eventually results in the burning out of the candle. So can you sense into your energy, the way that it is moving through your body? Maybe it feels smooth and even on one hand, or at the other end of the spectrum, it might feel dispersed and fragmented. So it's probably somewhere in between those two binaries, between those two levels. The radiance given off by the flaming candle is Shen. So tune in to your spirit. Do you have a sense of internal glow and radiance right now? Or do you feel dull and listless? Or is there something somewhere in between? So the ultimate goal of traditional Chinese medicine and here in our yin yoga practice is to create harmony and balance and to expand the three treasures. So as you're resting back here and centering and grounding yourself at the beginning of our yin yoga practice, just ask yourself, what is it that you need today to cultivate, to balance and to expand your three treasures, your jing, your qi, and your shen? And then you can go ahead and you can start to wiggle and stretch out and bend your knees, and you can slowly make your way up to seated. And we're going to begin our yin yoga postures with butterfly pose today. Okay, so for butterfly, I recommend that you fill the space underneath your legs to support your sacrum. And you might want to use a bolster here as well. When you fold forward. And because this is a yin class, we're going to focus in on the principles of yin here, but also just notice how the principles of yin, all of these things are going to help to balance, all the principles of yin really help to balance and expand the three treasures. They really help to protect the three treasures. So the first principle of yin is to find that appropriate edge, and the appropriate edge really does nurture, balance, and expand and protect the three treasures. It's that place that's not too hard, not too soft. It's the middle way that allows us to sustain stillness, allows us to be unhurried in postures, and allows us to be unstrained by striving. The second principle is to be still. When we're always fidgeting and fixing and changing and intensifying, it can really disturb the qi and it can deplete the shen. So being still is a way to really balance, expand, and protect the three treasures as well. In yin yoga, we soften when we come into a pose. So softening allows us to access the deeper connective tissues and meridians. But also, when we soften, it also cultivates balance. It expands the three treasures. It really protects the three treasures as well. And we stay for a while. We stay for... in this class, we're going to stay in most poses for 5 minutes. Some of the poses, we're going to stay in 3 minutes in this class. And this is to coax the qi into the meridians and into the deeper connective tissues. And this staying for a while, again, it allows for a real balancing, expansion of the three treasures, a real protection of the three treasures. It's very nourishing for jing and qi and shen. It has a profound healing effect. Okay, so we're slowly going to come out of this pose and we'll rest back on our backs and feel the flow of energy in our bodies. Okay, and then we'll roll over onto your stomach and we're going to do Sphinx pose now to focus on your Jing Qi and your kidney organ system. So you're going to draw your elbows up underneath you. It can be useful to have a block here underneath your forehead if you have neck issues. So you can rest the block here. We want to pressurize the kidneys in your low back here, so it's not really about the neck here at all. So your Jing Qi existed before you existed. It was passed on to you by your parents. And it enters your body through your tissues, and it becomes the root of your body. When it comes to Jing Qi, we always want to keep some of our Jing Qi, to keep some water in the well, so to speak, to never let the well run dry. So we want to keep Jing Qi in our body. So we're practicing Sphinx pose to stimulate Jing Qi, our essence energy. And you can even focus here on breathing into your lower back and imagine filling the well here.
Thank you.
Okay, so slowly lower down and feel the rebound, the reverberation of chi, especially in your low back. Okay, and then we're going to lie on our backs, and you're going to need your strap for this. We're going to focus on chi now. And for this, we're going to focus on the liver meridian. So you're going to hook up your right foot. If you have back issues, you're going to keep your left leg bent. You're going to draw your right leg into the air. And you're going to open your right leg out to the side just until you feel sensation in the outside, in the inside of your right leg. And a nice option here can be to take that strap around your back Sometimes you can find a spot in your back so that you can go hands-free. That's not happening for me today. Okay. So chi is the energy that runs through your body, the fluids, the fluid energy, the movement of energy through your body. Okay, you're going to draw your leg back to the center and slowly lower it down. And just pause here and feel the effects. Okay, and then we're going to go ahead and hook up the foot for the other side. And just walk the foot into the strap on the other side. And then I did find it useful to have support for the leg. You might want to put a bolster there or a block so that your leg can be somewhat supported. And you can turn the block up or to the side. Remember, both sides are going to be different. So you're going to draw your leg in and then you're going to open it out to the side. And having something for your leg to rest on can be really useful. Just adds that extra element of support so you can soften into the pose a little bit more. You want to feel the sensations on the inside of your leg because we're going for the liver meridian here. Okay, you're going to draw your leg back to the center and release it down. And just take a few moments here to feel the chi flowing through your body. Okay, so from here we're going to come into heart melting pose. We're going to do one side at a time. So roll to your side and come all the way up. And I'm going to give some modifications for this. Okay, so for an option for heart melting pose, you can use a chair. This is great if you have neck issues and joint issues, wrist joint issues, and if heart melting pose is too much for you, place your hand and your forearm on the chair. Place your other forearm on the chair because we're going to be doing one side at a time. Rest your head on the chair and then lean back, and then you can do heart melting from here, and you melt your heart from here. Okay, tuck your chin so your neck is long. If this is still too much for your neck, then you could do you could set up your bolster like this, have one arm overhead and your other arm bent. So you've got the basic shape, but you're completely supported. Okay, and then your neck is supported as well. So there's your option if all of that's too much still. Okay, so you're gonna choose a position that works for you, and then the heart melting pose that we're, the expression of the pose is actually here. Your legs are perpendicular to the ground and you're softening your heart to the ground, okay? And we're only gonna be in the pose for 3 minutes. So just choose what works best for you and your body today. This pose is for your heart meridian. So we're focusing on Shen now, your spirit.
Okay, very slowly, you're going to come out of the pose.
We'll lie on our backs. Okay, we're going to bend our knees and come and do the other side so you can take whatever option or version is best for you. So this time you'll be bending your right elbow, extending your left arm. Your knees are perpendicular to the ground and you're softening your heart towards the ground. So very slowly, you're going to make your way out of this pose and lie on your back again. Thank you. Okay, from here you're going to roll to your side and come onto your stomach. We're going to do one more pose for Shen, and we're going to do seal pose. Okay, for seal, there's an option you can come into Sphinx, or you can come up into seal with your arms out to the side. It's totally your choice. So this pose we're also doing for your heart meridian today, to nourish Shen, to balance and harmonize, to expand Shen, to protect your Shen. Shen being your spirit, which is possible because of the energy from Jing and Qi. It's your presence. And when cultivated, Shen will bring you peace of mind. Relax your shoulders down. Okay, slowly lower down.
Pause here in your belly.
And then you may want to just take a few cat-cows before you come over to Shavasana for your low back. And then lie over on your back with the bolster underneath your knees for Shavasana. Okay, so continue to rest back in Shavasana. I'm going to sit up. I have a short reading for you today. Okay, I chose this short reading from Chogyam Trungpa because I felt that it acknowledged our basic goodness, which definitely nourishes our shen, our spirit. Discovering our inexhaustible treasure comes from appreciating very simple experiences. We're not talking about how good it feels to make $1 million or finally graduate from college or buy a new house. But we are speaking here of the basic goodness of being alive, which does not depend on our accomplishments or fulfilling our desires. We experience glimpses of that which should be treasured all the time, but we often fail to acknowledge them. When we see a bright color, we are witnessing our own inherent goodness. When we hear a beautiful sound, we are hearing our own basic goodness. When we step out of the shower, we feel fresh and clean. And when we walk out of a stuffy room, we appreciate the sudden whiff of fresh air. These events take a fraction of a second, but they are real experiences of goodness. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Start to gently stretch out. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side and make your way up to seated so we can draw the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for today's class. Give yourself a thumbs up for finishing the class today and put "my shen is glowing" in the comments. I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing this beautiful black top with this very shen-like flower on it. And I want to thank Sean, Diane Morgan. I'm thanking people for donations right now. Diane gave a donation of $20.18, which was like, that really tickled me at the end of 2018. That was awesome. So many of you are quite creative with your donations. And Annie's, I'm sorry, I'm really, you guys, we have people from all over the world and with names that are so different from names here in Canada. And I'm definitely going to stumble over some of them. And I don't mean to, so I apologize. Blas, Melanie, Gabriella, Marku, Beverly, and Leah, and I appreciate all of you so very much, and I appreciate your support. It means so very much to us. It helps us so much to get what we need to be able to create these classes and to offer them to all of you. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean, may you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.